One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Welcome to Reddit Stories. I'm Shane, and today the theme is Am I the Devil? We're back with the worst people we can find on the internet.
Ooh.
With me are
I thought you were interested.
With me.
So that's what you did?
I was going to say with me are two absolute devils, and you were, yep.
I'm not.
Thank you both for being here.
Thank you for having us.
When was the last time the two of you were here together?
Long time ago.
Months.
Ew.
All right, well, we're about to get into the best of the worst.
Yay!
Of people. Am I the Devil? These are some really, really, really crazy.
Now, this isn't even, like, just a refresher. There's Am I the Asshole?
Anything can end up on Am I the Devil.
Okay.
Am I the Devil, people repost it onto there because they're like, this one's really bad.
Yeah.
So let's get into it. Our first story was originally on Am I Overreacting, which I've been seeing a lot of stories from, and was reposted onto Am I the Devil. Here we go. I think my wife is flirting with the mailman and have proof. She claims she is not and now won't talk to me.
This is from like
50s.
Yeah, I was like, people still have mailmen?
Yeah, and my wife is flirting with them? All right. My wife and I are in our 30s. We have been married for 2 years. When we got married, we moved into a nice small house in the suburbs. Last summer, we got a new mailman who is objectively attractive. Not going into detail, but he looks good.
I love that.
Towards the end of summer, I noticed my wife was almost always outside around the time he would bring the mail. I actually started tracking when she would go out on a spreadsheet. She averaged going out 20 minutes before the mail would get here. Obviously, some variation as the mail didn't come at the exact time each day. But it was weird. She would work on our front patio and then have a short conversation with the mailman. Then, in about 7 minutes, on average, she would come back inside and work from her office. Another thing I noticed is that her clothes seemed to change when she went outside. Almost 70% of the time, she would have a tank top on, then put a shirt over when she came back inside. I didn't say anything as fall and winter came, and we live in a cold climate, and so she stopped going out. Once in a while, she would go say hi, but not like in the summer. She also gave him a very nice tip for Christmas, $250. I had forgotten about all this until it started getting warmer out with spring. I couldn't do another summer of this, so I decided to talk to her. Last night, I sat her down and showed her all the information from last year. I explained that I didn't feel comfortable with how much attention she gave the mailman and asked if she could not do it this summer. She didn't understand or maybe didn't understand the numbers. She got very upset and started yelling that she didn't do anything wrong and just happened to be out there while he was there. I tried to show her the numbers again, but she got upset and slammed the computer lid on my finger. At that point, I got upset and walked out and went for a walk. When I got back home, she was gone and wouldn't answer her phone. She finally came home but wouldn't talk to me. She slept on the couch and I honestly didn't get any sleep. It's been a very weird day as she is only talking to me when absolutely needed. Otherwise, she is distant and won't talk to me. Am I overreacting or is this normal for women to talk with the mailman? What?
Bro, you made a spreadsheet of the times your wife was leaving the house.
Yeah, that's some weird shit, man.
You think he's the issue?
Yeah, he's the issue.
Yeah, I'm
he's
getting...
clocking her and timing her when she leaves the house instead of talking to her?
Yeah, he never talked to her. From what we're gathering, he never talked to her for a whole year, but decided to make a spreadsheet with when she's going out and logging what she's
how
like
long
doing.
She's
hold
going
on.
Out.
He didn't speak to her for a year.
No, he didn't talk to her about the times that she's
Concerned. He's concerned that she goes outside to talk to the mailman for roughly 7 minutes.
Yes.
That she's just outside at that time working on the patio, whatever, that she takes off her shirt and she's just in a tank top outside, and that he's logging how much time she's out there. So I don't know what the fuck he's doing.
It's also, she's allowed to talk to people.
Yeah,
it's like this nice thing every day. It's like, oh,
yeah,
I get to talk to, and he decided that he was objectively attractive, right?
Yes, he said he's objectively attractive.
Wow. She
doesn't even go out during the, winter.
So it's been autumn and winter. She hasn't been talking to this mailman. So I don't know what he's afraid of. He also said, the post is, oh, I think my wife is flirting with the mailman and have proof. Well, I mean, you don't know if she's flirting with the mailman if you're not outside listening to what they're actually saying.
I misunderstood. That's wild.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's crazy.
This is crazy. I honestly, this happened to me once. Yeah. I was working a job right out of UCLA, and I was like an assistant, and there was another woman in the office, and our boss, she was like, there was like two assistants, me and her. I was very short-winded. And then our boss came up to me, and she goes, Christy, who's the other assistant, she goes, she's always late, and I have an Excel sheet of how of every single day she's late. If you can update that for me when she's late. I was like, why not just talk to her?
Yeah, what?
And this sheet was huge.
No, logging your partner's behavior
is wild.
Is weird.
It's also, you get in these rhythms of times of like when you go outside and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, if your times line up, it sounds like it's daytime. It's the middle of the day.
Yeah.
2 or 3 o'clock when the mail comes.
Yeah.
But she's changing. It's like this.
It's hot. She's going like, outside.
Hey, how are you?
Putting a shirt. Yeah. But I don't know. And like leaving a tip, I know people do tip mailmen.
That one's weird.
I think people do though. I think, and especially if it's in a place.
The holidays.
Especially if it, at the holidays, I've heard tip your mailman.
Okay.
I have heard that. I don't think it's like as much of a thing in LA because it's like not as, but I know during the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
I know during the holidays, I've heard that.
I remember, like, as a dog walker, it was like, it felt like during the holidays, everybody gives, like,
tips.
A tip to their dog walker, their
just
pool
people
guy.
Who are working,
their,
people are working yeah, during they, the holidays. Yeah. But regardless of all of that, like, that might just be, but that's unrelated to flirting and him thinking something's going on with them.
Also, he put the word flirting out there.
Yeah, he put it out there. He also is showing her all of his logs as proof.
Yeah.
Of stuff.
He's like, got you.
Would you have an issue with him logging her if he talked to her and he told her about that it bothered him?
Oh, well, I think the logging is weird no matter what.
Yeah. Logging is weird
no
matter
what. You don't need to log it because you're already clocking it.
Yeah.
Like, you can talk to, if you're like, hey, I've noticed that for this past month you've been doing this thing.
Yeah.
That's fine. But logging it and being like, yes, I've written down the numbers and the minutes. And it's not even an absurd amount of time. It's like, yeah, you're outside for like 5 minutes. It's like, okay, so nothing is
you can't
happening.
Her time with that.
Let's look at the comments here. Pretty sure that if she actually had a thing with flirting with the mailman, she wouldn't stay inside half the year because it's cold outside. Also, as it tends to be hot outside in the summer, tank top makes sense. People tend to run AC inside, so it makes sense to put on another layer. Dude, it's not like she's going outside in a bikini to wash the car or water the flowers when he comes by. Someone else said, so your wife has a friendly relationship with the mailman and wears tank tops outside in the summer, and instead of speaking with her directly about behavior that made you uncomfortable, you waited a whole year and made a creepy spreadsheet about it to confront her? Yeah, I'd be upset too. Someone said, my partner used to be like that. We would be debating / trying to resolve a conflict, and then she would bring something up from months to years prior. We are better now about keeping our communication focused. I'm not perfect either, to be sure. Communicate, then over-communicate. Little update. People are asking for an update. Woke up this morning and she is still pissed. I guess I'll just give her more time. Many of you really aren't understanding the spreadsheet. I used it to show that she went out right around the time the mailman got.
No, okay, we understand,
we know,
bro.
Why?
It was a way to graph averages and show consistency. I may have been wrong about the tank top. I do realize that she may have taken off her top because it's hot outside. Yeah, oof, that's a lot. I just, to be in a relationship where you're being like, perceived on that level and analyzed and to be using it and not to be like, okay, I understand that what I'm doing is a little extreme.
It's using someone's time as a weapon against them.
Yeah. Just talk to them. All right, moving on.
Oof.
Crazy one.
It's crazy we spent 5 minutes and 20 seconds on that, Shane. You know, you can, yeah, I tried.
This next story comes from True Off My Chest, so we got a confession here.
Ooh.
And ended up on Am I the Devil?
Oh, ooh. No. That's the worst case scenario for a confession.
My brother skipped his own wedding reception.
Okay.
Because the game was on?
Dude, that's fucking sick, dude.
Can't miss a game.
That's fucking...
What team do you like? The
Broncos.
Broncos.
But I got married in the offseason.
Ah, sick.
Just kidding. Just kidding.
That's so dumb.
And I made sure of it.
I made sure of it. No, no guys, I'm just fucking... All right. Okay.
Read the day, I'm sorry.
My brother skipped his own wedding reception. My brother got married yesterday, but he and his wife skipped their own reception.
Okay, they and both, the wife?
Okay.
And wife.
Oh.
No one even knew they were going to do it except for one of their friends, so it was a complete surprise and really embarrassing, to be honest. At first, no one knew. They decided to get married locally, which was nice because I'm sure most of you would agree that having to travel somewhere else for a wedding is a pain. This is what was supposed to happen. After the wedding, my brother and his wife were supposed to be introduced to everyone in the reception hall. The guests would chat and drink for an hour before the food was served. During that time, all the photos would be taken. After that hour was up and the photos were done, the food would get served and the reception would start. What actually happened. Their friend who was supposed to introduce them instead told everyone that my brother and his wife had left for their honeymoon and thanked everyone for attending, and then the food started getting served right away. The photographer had been sent home. Apparently my brother and his wife did their photos before the ceremony and took some with a few people who did know that they were skipping the reception. Some of their friends and his wife's dad and his wife, but no one else, including anyone from my family. Obviously we were embarrassed. My parents were angry and they talked to the friend because my brother and his wife weren't answering. Their honeymoon was supposed to be in a few months. Apparently they canceled it 2 weeks ago and switched to a different honeymoon. They were already on their way to Bristol to the airport and had left their mobile phones with their friend. He had them when my parents talked to him. Apparently, the whole reason for this is that my other brother's girlfriend is pregnant and they were going to announce it and that they want to get married at the reception. Only my parents had known.
Wait, say that again.
Apparently the whole reason for why they skipped their reception is that my other brother's girlfriend is pregnant and they were going to announce it at the reception and they were also going to announce that they were going to get married soon. Only my parents had known.
So they said, fuck you, and left.
So they skipped the reception because they found out their brother, the groom found out his brother was about to announce his own wedding and pregnancy at their reception. They were gonna use their reception to announce.
He can't understand a person that would do.
Here's what I would have done. I would have been like, in my wedding speech before they even do anything, I'd be like, and we have a special announcement. My brother's also getting married.
You take the announcement.
Well, if you know it's happening, if you know they're gonna take it from you and you're scared that they're gonna, like that's what you're afraid of, take it into your own hands. It's your wedding. They don't get to announce. You get to announce their marriage at your wedding, if that's where they want to announce it.
That's wild.
Let me finish the story, but I...
Oh, sorry. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Because it's a wedding is all of the people that you love in your life at the same place at the same time. There are so few times that ever happens.
Right.
And now they don't get that.
So... only my parents had known. I didn't even know. I don't know how my brother, who was getting married, found out. Someone, I don't know who, told my aunt and uncle about it, and they started spreading it around to the other guests, as aunt and uncles do, which upset my parents and my brother and his girlfriend. I know my brother and his wife don't want to be parents themselves, but this seems extreme over a pregnancy. Further, I don't understand why they would skip something that they paid for like this. What I want to get off my chest, we are embarrassed, especially my parents, and lots of people are upset, especially my brother and his girlfriend. There was lots of drama for nothing. It's only been one day, but the fallout is bigger. I don't understand why my brother and his wife would do all this. I honestly don't. That's all. That's what I wanted to say. Thank you. Okay. Yes, I see your point. What you're saying is getting revenge on them for planning to, because it's a really shitty thing to use someone else's wedding reception for your own announcement.
Which you have to acknowledge no matter what.
Yeah, I think that's a universally known thing. When people do that shit, it's like, what are you doing? But you're saying the strategy of revenge is stupid because they removed their own thing.
That's also true, they paid for. And it's their...
It's like, that's your event. You deserve it. You guys got married.
But they're also allowed to do whatever they want.
They are 100%.
They are allowed to do this. And I do think it's funny. I think it's funny only for the brother and his girlfriend who are planning on using this as a platform. I think it's funny there. But I also, like, you know, because we had a wedding, like, party, like, reception a month after we got married. And, like, if someone had used it to propose to someone, I would have been like, okay, like, weird. But I wouldn't have wanted, if I had known that was coming, I wouldn't have been like, well, let's cancel our party and have it. Or not show up to our own party. I'd be like, damn, like, that's the best thing. Like, that's so much fun.
Yeah.
There
is a world in which, I'm just arguing the other side for fun.
Yeah.
That, like, you are so upset that this happens, and this could be not their money. Like, what if the family was paying for it and they felt so left out?
Yeah.
As the bride and groom, sometimes they're like, everyone's making this about everyone but us. So if we remove ourselves and just do what we want, they're not even going to notice
because
that's how
this.
We feel. But that's
Watch
how we
this.
Feel. And then they're allowed to do that.
It's not just them. And they are allowed to do it, but should they? Because there's a responsibility that comes with a wedding where you have asked people to carve out this time for you. It's not just them two. It is a joining of two people's lives, and you've asked all of these people to carve out their time, to dress up, to get all pretty, to sit down, to be in the same place with people they might not like. You've asked them all to be here for you. Now you have removed yourself from the situation. Well, I paid for a ticket to fly here for you.
But what,
a lot of people don't look at weddings like that. They make it about them. And like in different families where they'll make someone else's wedding about themselves. And there's a lot of families that'll do that. Like in my Italian family, it's like it's like about the grandmother and about this and then about the family.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's like, I've seen it even in movies a lot where like the bride and groom are like, honestly, let's just get the fuck out of here. They don't leave their reception. I think that's extreme.
Yeah.
But I do think not everyone has that like
but choosing,
selfless
choosing
act.
To like elope and just forego a wedding and letting everyone know that you're doing that is one thing. To have the wedding, be here at this time, be dressed up, do all this stuff.
Yeah.
What sucks about it is they got revenge on a bunch of people who didn't deserve their revenge.
Exactly.
They got revenge on two people, but then the rest of the whole wedding.
The brother and his girlfriend who were planning on using it are assholes and they deserve to get the revenge.
Yeah.
But a bunch of people who by proxy are just like, what's going on?
No, for sure. It's
like,
fucked.
I do feel bad. I mean, I would, if I showed up to a wedding, it's like, okay, you cancel big things to go to a wedding.
Yes.
You might cancel. Lot of plans might have been canceled.
100%.
And it's like what they should have done, what I wish they'd have done, what I would have done if I really was planning on doing this, is inform everyone except the brother and the girlfriend. That's what you do.
Because you're right.
That there's not going to be a reception. You let everyone know except the brother and the girlfriend.
Because
who are
then you're actually
it.
Taking it out on the people you want to
take it out on them.
Yeah, that's fine too. How far in advance did they say that they weren't?
They didn't tell anyone.
But how long did they know that they weren't going to show up to their own reception?
So they've known.
This is premeditated.
Exactly. It wasn't just like, oh, we found out this is going to happen. We're doing it now.
It's premeditated.
No,
it's been
2 weeks, you knew you weren't going to have a reception.
What is messed up about this is a disrespect for other people's time. Being like, you can use...
And effort.
Yeah, like that's a lot.
I think there's those layers to it.
But then I also don't think we know the details. Like we don't know. Like
it's a lot of stuff. But I mean... What I feel like it is like if you're gonna get revenge on someone, make sure that
it's that person.
How much collateral damage are you making?
Yeah,
there? I get that.
Whew.
But also, that's really shitty.
It's really
shitty. Announce a pregnancy when it's just sad. But this family just sounds messy.
Yeah,
I don't know for any Vanderpump girlies who watch, but someone in the show tries to announce their engagement during an engagement party, and they're like, "What are you doing?"
Yeah.
And it's just It's just, there's so, we have, there's
you
so many.
Him, people let them get to you too much. I'm just like, just let them have it. They look dumb now. Like, it doesn't look cute.
I do think it's a bad look.
It's a bad
like,
look.
Like, I don't think if someone, if I was at a wedding and someone announced like their engagement or proposed at a wedding reception or something, I'm not sitting there going, oh, I'm going, oh, shit.
It happened like, at the Golden Bachelor, too. Somebody proposed.
Yeah, I'm like, I think people are judging you in that moment. Bunch of comments. Someone said, I think your anger is misdirected, wrong brother. 9,000 upvotes. Someone said, was on all your side about being annoyed until I saw that your other brother and his girlfriend were about to announce their pregnancy at the reception. You don't announce anything or get engaged at a wedding unless you have asked and got permission from the bride and groom.
Yes.
That's very true.
None of you can see how that is wrong is worrying, and no wonder your brother and his wife said, screw this, this isn't happening. Good on them. Bet your brother and girlfriend would not be happy if they announced that their baby shower, they are expecting a baby.
I would do a Beyonce at the VMAs moment, or was it the VMAs, when she just like, I would be like, you know what I'm talking about? When she's saying Love on Top, nobody here? Okay, cool. She's saying Love on Top, but she was pregnant, and she just kind of did like a, and people were like.
Nice. Yeah, I totally see those comments. I get it. Because the OP does not acknowledge at all that it was necessarily wrong. Like they just casually mentioned, like, apparently my other brother was going to announce this and whatever. But they're still, the whole family is very focused on the people who skipped the reception are in the wrong. It's like.
Oof, what a
I don't know.
Spiteful.
It's a messy. It's all messy. It's all a little messy.
It all sounds like an early 2000s movie, too.
It sounds like a reality show. Like, this
yeah,
does
it
sound
does.
Like a reality show. I think it's also just different families.
Yeah.
It's different vibes. And I get the sense from this story that I'm like, this family maybe has always been really shitty.
And this fight, this family fight's dirty.
Yeah. And so it's like, this is learned warfare. Like,
if I'm that aunt and uncle, I'm telling people.
Yeah. Oh, we are.
I'm going.
We are the aunt and uncle.
Wait till you get a hold of this.
Oh,
wait till you get a.
Yeah, that's and I go, a whole other.
And I'm like,
a,
did you hear?
No.
Did
no,
you hear?
No. No.
Right after you go talk to them, I come second it up.
No.
You.
The aunt and uncles are legends in this story.
Yeah.
It's just like, I'm sorry. What? Oh, we're telling everybody about.
I'd be
that.
Like, you're not getting away with that.
Oh yeah. If someone tells me like, oh, I'm gonna. I'm not kidding actually. If I was going to someone close to mine's wedding and I found out someone else was going to be proposing or announcing something, I'm telling that bride and groom.
Oh,
or
of course.
I'm telling them.
I'm telling
I'm like,
somebody that's
just so you know. So, but if you guys are going to leave, please tell me.
Yes.
I might not tell the bride and groom, but I am going to tell somebody that's going to tell the bride and groom.
Yeah.
I'm going to hand the gun off.
Yeah. That's good.
This is Chekhov.
A Chekhov joke.
Okay, moving on. This was on Am I the Asshole, ended up on Am I the Devil. Am I the asshole for not helping to defend my group project partner against our professor who wants to fail her for not contributing? I, a 20-year-old man, am in a computer science course for college on operating systems. I was assigned this random group project partner, a 20-year-old woman, and we were working on a project for most of the semester. We had decided to organize the project in a way that she would do core parts and I would do plug-in modules that depend on her core. However, since she did her parts in a convoluted way, it was hard for me to understand it, and when I couldn't get it to work, she had to do them as well. We got into an argument, and she claimed it wasn't convoluted. I then paid a tutor who advised me and said he could help, but that the project would be easier to do in Rust compared to C++. Just so you know, C++ and Rust are two different types of programming languages, so they're basically being like, we've written it in a certain way, let's write it in a different way. Okay. She agreed to redo the project in Rust if I converted everything we had so far myself, and she'd help out with the last part. We got permission from the professor to do it in Rust instead. The tutor then helped me convert her code to Rust, and which counted as my part. However, when it finally came to doing the last part, she said she had no time to work with me on it, as she didn't know Rust well enough, and had some ballet competition the weekend of the deadline.
Oh.
She offered to finish it in the C++ version, but I told her it is okay. I then got it done with the help of the tutor and submitted the project. Since the Rust code was all written by me in the statement of contribution, I had to state that I did all the code and she contributed to the design process and report. However, the professor took that as her not contributing, as only the code is actually graded, and decided to give her a 0 on the project, which would lead to her failing the class as it is 70% of the grade. She now wants me to come talk to the professor with her and is upset at me for refusing. The way I see it, it is not really my problem, and I don't want to face any trouble, and she did already tell the professor that she had done the older C++ code. We didn't submit. Am I the asshole here? She's pretty upset at me and seems to blame me when it is the professor's decision.
Wait.
What makes this guy an asshole, a severe asshole, is that he's working on a project with a person. They're going to write it in a specific type of code, a specific type of way. He eventually is like, hey, what you're doing is not working. It's convoluted, whatever. He goes and talks to a separate person to help him, like, kind of get this keep going. And this other person goes, yeah, we can do this, but you have to convert it to a different type of code. His teammate says, I don't know how to use that code at all.
Because
at
that's
all.
Not what the class is using.
Had
to ask permission.
They had to ask permission
to change it to the one that he wants to use now, not the one that their class is using.
Or at least that they started on together.
Yes.
So they change it all to this different code that she can't do. So now the completed project he brings, but also she goes, hey, I can keep writing it in C++. And he's like, yeah, you're good. He tells her, yeah, you're good.
Yeah, he and even then, says that he's told her.
Yeah, and so with that, then she gets a 0 grade because she didn't contribute to the new code that they all translated it to. It's really unfair. It's like, it's the same as if it's like, hey, we're writing this report in English.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, I write better in Spanish, so I'm going to translate everything to Spanish. Oh, yeah.
You can say.
You didn't actually write anything because all of the Spanish work I wrote.
That's kind of,
and it's not fair because just because they translated it, she still wrote a bunch of shit in a different line.
Also, instead of asking her for help, he hired a tutor to help him.
No. Yeah.
Like, you were already on the project. You had a partner to work on it with.
I don't understand how that's allowed. Either way, what makes this guy the asshole is that at the end, he's like, oh, it's none of my business. I'm not part of it. It's like, no, man, it actually is a 100% part of your business. This person's going to fail this class, even though they did contribute a lot of work.
You can't be apathetic now that you made all the decisions that led
to her demise.
They put
in a lot of work into this, and just because it was in a different code, that's not fair. I don't understand code at all, but I just know that, like, the principle of writing a project together. The verdict was asshole. The comments...
Agent Coding Banks.
Damn. That's awesome.
That was awesome.
Thanks.
Some comments...
Don't!
Some comments, you're the asshole. Say the situation was flipped and she couldn't understand your code, yet you did the work you were supposed to. Would it be fair to be failed because your partner couldn't understand you? No, it would not. She is not asking you to donate a kidney, just to clarify. You sound selfish.
Yeah.
21,000 upvotes. Someone else said, she needs you to clarify the situation and confirm that she did work on the project. You used her ideas and work, made the tutor do your work, and then you took the credit. You're the asshole.
That's right.
I read your comments, I get the feeling that you still do not get what you did wrong. This is quite alarming. OP responded saying, I'm not talking about the tutor as it isn't allowed, though loads of people do it. The rest I could do. Then someone said, so you plagiarized and cheated. Ah. So in this class, the tutor was not allowed.
Oh,
he cheated.
Shit.
He cheated and...
I don't know.
And so he didn't even tell his partner about the tutor, I think.
No.
I don't know. A man taking credit for a woman's work? Sounds like Reddit. Just trying to keep up.
Sounds like Reddit. Finally, we have someone saying, you're the asshole. I'm a software engineer with 10 plus years experience and even ignoring the academic dishonesty. Really? Hiring a tutor to write the code for you? You're going to have a tough time when you get out of school. You couldn't understand the code, even with the source. You declare it convoluted with no talk of refactoring. You rewrite the entire project in a language your team member isn't familiar with. You then take credit for all the work because you rewrote it. This is such a red flag for your future because writing the code is really only a small part of the work, and your failure to understand that does not bode well. 7,900 upvotes.
Yeah. 7,901.
No, it's, you know what I feel like these team projects are always like more important is like the material of what you're doing is one thing, but like how well you work with people is another. And like, that's like when we're doing improv and someone's like, oh, I don't run on yes and.
Yeah.
So I got to do a different thing.
Yeah. And it's like, yeah, that's so crazy.
This is an interesting, well, what really sucks is that he cheated.
Yeah.
And I get the impression he didn't tell his partner that he hired this tutor.
He hired this tutor, yeah.
Which is shitty in itself. But this is an interesting one where you don't have necessarily someone who's doing no work. You have two people who are doing work, but just being like one person who's a bad team member.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In how they work. And it's like, oh, you just don't work well with anybody else.
Yeah, it is true. Like, the beginnings of a person really, really happen at the group projects in school.
It really shows.
That's where the shit gets rough.
There's also this sense of inadequacy that's coming from him where he's like, oh, I don't understand what you did, so you need to fix it because I don't understand.
It's true.
Yeah.
I can't be dumb. Your work has to be dumb.
I question whether her work was convoluted.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I look at any code and I'm like, this is convoluted. This is convoluted.
I mean, that's what code, it's literally code.
Is this convoluted or am I really stupid?
Coding is so wild to me. My dad codes and he does a lot of it in his free time for fun. And it's always during the holidays, like me and my mom will just be like watching a movie. And then you look over and my dad's laptop is open and you're like, what you doing there, bud? And it just looks like he's a fucking robot. He's like, And you're like, ugh.
He's like, I've hacked into the government.
And usually he's like making like some weird little, like, I don't even know what he's actually doing. And it just looks like he's just like typing weird shit.
I truly do not understand it at all. Like, I get it, but I also don't get it.
Yeah. Whatsoever. And my dad will even say, he's like, oh, this isn't even real coding.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, then what?
Yeah.
I'm sure people who understand code in the comments are going to be like really understanding how shitty this guy is. Like, in my very minuscule grasp of it, I know he's an asshole.
Yeah, I'm like trying to think of it in like music, like someone singing a different time signature, and it's just like,
It's just when you work on a team, and I think creatively we understand this, where like when you're writing something or performing something, and someone's like, I don't work that way creatively.
Yeah.
It's like, well, okay, but you want everyone to adjust to you as opposed to... It's not fair.
Mm-mm. Asshole.
All right, here we go. Next story. Am I the asshole for calling her psychotic?
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable Pocket Hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Over KFC.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable Pocket Hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Host. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethost.com/terms.
Let's go.
Calling women psychotic.
It's always a good start.
Sorry.
It's my stepson Christopher's 11th birthday today, and every year on his birthday, he gets to decide what we are eating for dinner. This year, he wanted KFC. He is at the after-school program until 5:30. My wife already went and got the food and had skipped out of the room to start decorating the family room for his party. He invited over like 6 of his friends, so my wife spent over $100 on this food. Well, when I wasn't looking, my dog got into the food and managed to wolf at least half of it down. I was in a panic because of the chicken bones, but my wife was absolutely furious and told me to get my fucking mutt out of her house.
Whoa.
She had to call a day in advance to get this much food, and now her son's party was ruined, as well as her being out of money because of my dog. I completely ignored her, honestly, and just rushed my dog to the vet to be seen. When I was there, she sent me this text. Do not even dare bring that fucking animal back to my house. I never wanted that dog here, and you forced me into an environment where I'm now terrorized daily by your unruly, untrained fucking mutt. Your failure to train that fucking animal has left this family miserable. You try bringing that dog back here, and I will proceed with filing divorce papers. I will be taking back the money you now owe me from my share of our combined finances. My only response was telling her she's being psychotic over KFC and she had better not touch my money because I'm not paying for that. She never responded. However, my buddy is saying I'm definitely the asshole because my wife has been vocal since day one that she doesn't want the dog in her house.
Oh, shit.
And has been asking me to rehome the dog since I got her. Am I the asshole? In the parenthesis, my dog is an emotional support animal, and she's fine, by the way. But my wife thinks my excuse of her being an emotional support animal doesn't mean shit to her because she's convinced I didn't say I needed one until well after she said she didn't want a dog here.
Yeah, this
it
is
feels so, like one of those. It like
well,
they just
and it's and you know the, this is the tough thing also with just any sort of. Anything is that people abuse things, right? Like every single thing, right? Because I absolutely, there are countless people who have emotional support animals who desperately need them.
Yeah.
Do I think people take advantage of that fact?
Yes.
But you can't go around assuming that about every animal, you know, like that's what's tough. But
whether it's an emotional support animal or not, that can still be true. And it could be affecting someone's environment.
Yeah.
And that can be encroaching on someone's rights and safety.
A big issue here is, I've said like marriage and stuff, I think it comes down to the little things. I don't even know if this is a little thing. If you're a dog person and your partner is absolutely a fucking hate dog person.
Or hate that dog.
Yeah.
But I'm like, it sounds like she hates dogs. Because anyone who likes dogs, even if they don't like a specific dog, they're not going to be like, get that fucking mutt out of my
house. You're so right.
Yeah. That's a person who hates
that's
dogs.
That's a slur.
They hate dogs.
Yeah.
And I'm like, there are people who hate dogs.
Yeah.
I'm not one of them.
Yeah.
Like, I love dogs. There's a dog could wrong me so badly like that, and I would still be like, oh, you fucker. Like, you got my KFC. Like, but
it's, honestly, this is like an interesting thing that I think happens a lot more than we know. Like, it happened in The Ultimatum Queer Love, where this person loved this other person and then they went back to their reality and their dog came in and just ruined that.
Because,
but then here's the thing is that love for the dog blinded that person to hearing this other human who came after the dog's rights and being like, I feel unsafe. This dog bites me. And then this person being blinded by their obsession with their dog, which is, it's hard.
It's love.
Yeah.
I mean, you do love that dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think that's like an important one of like, I do think like how two people view animals is like,
huge.
You better be on the same page.
It's huge.
Or
it's
you better be in agreement.
So, yeah.
On something.
It's so hard with animals too, because I love this dog. Well, a dog, it's not like a person where a dog can just go out and find another family.
Yeah.
It's attached to me. And like, it doesn't have independence. It doesn't have agency
someone who has the ability to have a pet in their home for a long period of time and then go, you need to get, we need to put that half dog in another place. I'm like, that's a level that I will never understand.
Yeah.
Because I've said it. There's types of dogs where I say like, oh, I don't like Chihuahuas. But I'm like, if I was with a Chihuahua for a day, I'd then be like, well, he's my best friend now. So,
and this once again, she was telling him she did not want the dog from the beginning. She said, this dog, you need to find it and it's
and
not
that's
working.
And that's someone that you shouldn't be married to if you love dogs. And like, I just like,
if you love the dog that, if you love dogs that much.
Yeah. Cause that's tough. And like a dog eating half the KFC is what a dog does.
Yes, 100%.
She's like, I filled my house with a bunch of fried chicken and let a dog run around. What the fuck?
Apparently, this first comment gives us a lot of context. Okay, the user who posted on Am I the Devil summarized a bunch of OP's comments. If you check the comments, OP admits, wife asked him to watch the food specifically because the dog has issues getting into food. Wife was attacked by a dog, has scars on her face as a child, and has adamantly refused to get a dog. OP ignored her and got the dog and said it was needed as an emotional service animal. OP got dog as revenge since he's had to compromise since moving in with her and her son and feels she should have compromised on the dog. OP feels he deserves to get what he wants because he has acknowledged her son exists and isn't cruel to him. OP doesn't
her
owe...
Her son?
OP doesn't owe for the food because it's not his kid, not his problem. Direct quote from OP. Because I don't owe her anything, I stepped into a father role when I didn't have to and made compromises. I pay my share here. I do my part here. I'm not paying for KFC that she never should have gotten in the first place, at least not for seven children, because it's not my problem that she decided to spend that much money to begin with. Well, that settles it.
That settles that.
Well, you know, sometimes you get information and it settles it.
Yeah. Wow. I love being like, I summarized it all. We could just end the conversation here.
Okay. Yeah.
That's wild. Because
I do think you're the asshole if you are living with someone who you know is terrified of dogs and then you get a dog as revenge.
That, and has visceral proof on their visage.
Holy shit. Like,
oh, God.
And is also like, well, I'm not shitty to your son.
Yeah, I acknowledge that he exists. What, bro?
Someone said, you're the asshole. Listen to your buddy. Clearly you didn't consult your wife appropriately before getting the dog. And having the dog in the house has substantially decreased the quality of life of everyone living there, except maybe you. And the dog is clearly not an emotional support animal. You damn well better pay for the ruined food. You didn't watch your pet appropriately. It sounds like you did absolutely nothing to salvage the birthday party for your stepson. Not even pick up some KFC after you got back from your drama queenish trip to the vet. I mean, did you wake up and decide to compete for the biggest asshole on Am I the Asshole?
Truly.
Today? Yeah. This isn't the biggest issue of the day by a long shot, but you are so supremely in the wrong at every sentence of your post. Rehome yourself and the dog. 3,000 upvotes. Yeah.
Honestly, take away the fact that this has like a history of them being together or a marriage or whatever, and just think about the fact that like you bring a dog to a party and it eats all the food. You pay for the food.
Absolutely.
Boom, done.
That's
period.
It. And he's like, I won't. It wasn't my kid's birthday. But it was your dog.
That ate the food.
Yeah. Him refusing from the start, even if she loved the dog, like whatever. But it's also a weird situation to be married and for it to be like, This is a bad situation.
Yeah.
This is a
he
bad
said he's
situation.
Using a dog as revenge. It's weird.
Well, also just the way that they're married, but there's still such a like, what is yours and what is mine and stuff. I'm like, you sound like you hate each other.
Yeah.
Which I would hate him too. Lastly, someone said, the bare minimum he can do would be to pay for the food.
Yeah.
How does he not understand that? Someone said, and train the damn dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's pretty pathetic. God damn. He's pretty bad.
That guy sucks.
Sucks a lot.
Yeah, there's also responsibility that comes with getting a pet.
Absolutely.
You have to train. You can't just get a pet. Not everyone should have a pet. You have to have the responsibility to train it.
Yeah.
And you're going to call your wife psychotic. Oh.
Yeah.
Our next story comes from the Too Hot Takes subreddit. Shout out to Morgan over at Too Hot Takes. But it was reposted onto Am I the Devil.
Ooh.
So it's a huge piece of shit. Here we go.
It is a dual citizenship.
My friends with benefits no longer wants to have sex with me, but wants to remain friends. Am I the asshole for cutting off the friendship? Sailors time.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, well, maybe you weren't friends in the first place.
Yeah.
Or maybe your friendship wasn't the thing that was sustaining the relationship.
Here we go.
Okay. I, a 22-year-old man, was in a friends with benefits relationship with Erin, a 22-year-old woman, for a couple of years. We have known each other since middle school, and we were really close childhood friends. We started casually hooking up a couple of years ago, and it was going pretty great. The sex was amazing, but we also communicated with each other that this was just casual sex, and that we were free to have sex with anyone we wanted, and it was strictly a friends with benefits relationship. However, last week, Erin told me she wanted to stop having sex with me, but she still wanted to remain friends with me, if possible, because she really valued our friendship. I asked her if she started seeing someone, and she said no, that she was still having casual sex with other people, but she wanted to stop having sex with me, because she was worried it might blossom into a relationship, and she did not want that. I told her it was fine, and this wouldn't affect our friendship. But I was definitely feeling hurt because she said she would still have casual sex with other people and not with me. It was sort of a gut punch. The next day, I texted her that I no longer wanted to remain friends with her. I then blocked her on everything. Personally, I am not really getting anything out of this friendship, so I don't see the point in remaining friends with her. It's better to just rip the Band-Aid off. Am I the asshole?
Whoa.
Damn.
Whoa.
Damn.
Whoa.
Yeah.
He's not getting anything?
Yeah, I know.
That's sad.
All he wanted was sex.
That's all he cared about.
So.
Well, okay, the reality is.
Yes.
So fuck her. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. The reality is she's the bad guy. No, the reality is she kind of, like, did the best decision for herself.
Good for her.
100%.
Because if he blocked her on everything and stuff, it's like, okay, yeah, so he was awful. Like, it's good to get him out.
Yeah.
You know, but his behavior is really sad and pathetic.
Oof. I mean, it's so interesting with, like, situationships or, like, non-committed relation, or, like, committed, but just in a different sense. It's, like, kind of the wild, wild west, but you have to communicate. And it's just sad when you realize that someone doesn't even value your, like, connection with them before.
We have known each other since middle school, and we were really close childhood friends.
That's wild.
My theory is he definitely was having a lot of feelings for her, and he was really hurt that she's basically, like, dumping it. In his feelings, because she's going, oh, I'm worried this will turn into a relationship, and I don't want that, so I'm going to stop having sex with you, but I'm having sex with other people, but I'm not having sex with you anymore. If you're truly friends with benefits, that's not that big of a deal. It shouldn't be.
Yeah, but then my question is, like, do you think he's an asshole if he said to her,
if he communicated,
I have feelings for you,
then he wouldn't.
This is going to be hard for me to cut off, so I might block you so I don't watch you and see you.
Well, no, he's not the asshole then because he communicated.
Yeah.
But he's the asshole because he's just like, because if he wants to say this, then I'm going to take him at his word that he's like, oh, I'm not getting anything out of this and I don't give a shit about her. I'm like, oh, then you're really weird and an asshole. Like, but I don't believe him. But since he's saying it, I might as well. If that's who you're saying you are, then great.
When a tiger shows you,
then you're an asshole.
Yeah.
Whether I think it's true or not, I could never do friends with benefits. If I was in his situation, I know, like, it would not. I would, but I it would be hard, and this would hurt. And I think it would hurt no matter. And I do think it would hurt no matter what.
Ultimately. Yeah, I think you're right.
There's also this thing that I've had a realization about lately, and a couple months ago, I went to a wedding of one of my friends in college, and there's something about the display of a wedding, and there's something about the parade of a wedding, in that it is, this is going to be my person, and anything else that was on the table is done. Like, all the friends who you thought, the one that got away, blah, 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 it's over. This is the time that we are joining as people, and that we're, like, friends with benefits. Like, a childhood friend is not, it's never happening. It's never happening. And I feel like this is her. She's like, hey, this is my, what's an anti-wedding? An anti-wedding, like, this is not going to happen. And I see that what's going on in your head, you think it's going to happen. And she's like, it's not happening.
You know what? Yeah, I see that. It's like, because I'm kind of like, why is she making this decision? It's like, she probably knows that he has feelings
100%.
For her,
she's not dumb, probably.
Yeah. But she made the right call. She made the right call
because... Or-
Because I think he's showing his cards here now.
Or he doesn't have feelings for her and she's never felt like he actually cared about her. And that if she took sex off the table, he wouldn't give two shits
about her. That's good, too.
And then that's what happened.
That's exactly what
happened.
But
either way, then she made the right call.
Exactly.
Yes, 100%.
A bunch of comments.
An anti-wedding. I'm coining the term.
Anti-wedding is a crazy... That's a crazy way of just calling a breakup. An anti-wedding, like...
Oh, yeah, I guess
that's
you're
crazy.
Right.
Anti-wedding, it's like...
I guess breakup is like...
Or, I get what you're saying. It's like, no, we're never going to be anything.
Never.
I'm being official that this isn't official.
Yes.
That's rough. A bunch of comments here.
Because they were never dating. It's not a breakup because they were never dating.
True.
This is an anti-wedding.
That's true. You're so right. Then you weren't friends with benefits. You were just booty calls. Someone else said... Genuine question, do people typically go from friends with benefits to platonic friends? Nobody I know in real life breaks off a friends with benefits type situation then still continues to see that person regularly.
Okay, so you don't
I've
know
never
a gay
seen
person.
It as a literal term. Someone replied to that saying, I am currently really good friends with the former friends with benefits and we do hang out regularly. I'm actually really good friends with a couple former friends with benefits.
Yeah.
I think anything's fucking possible. I feel like at this point I've seen or heard of every type of situation.
Also, friends is such a big term.
Yes.
Like being able to like follow each other on social media and not block each other and be like, hey, Merry Christmas if I ran into you. Or I'm like, you know what I mean?
It's
like,
so true. In this day and age with social media, friends is a million different types of
like
things.
I'm friends with Trevor.
That's funny.
Fuck. Someone said, if you felt the gut punch, maybe you should try to communicate with her about developing a relationship. If not, let her go because she's obviously getting feelings and you'll only hurt her and yourself in the process. Though, if your friendship with her is that important to you, it's okay to have platonic opposite gender friends. Just make sure you're not going to get jealous when she talks about other guys. Friends with benefit relationships and jealousy don't mix well because it's controlling. Lastly, someone said, you're the asshole. You say you've been friends with Aaron since childhood, so you guys were friends before the benefits come into play. So it makes no sense that you would cut her off due to her not wanting to have sex with you anymore. Her reason for cutting off the sex was valid, and it didn't seem like she was doing it to hurt you. It makes it seem like you were never really her friend, and now that you can't get what you want, you cut her off. Imagine if the roles were reversed. I agree with that. He's an asshole kind of either way.
Yeah.
Whichever way this situation goes. Next story. This comes from Relationship Advice, reposted onto Am I the Devil. This is a 22-year-old man. My girlfriend, who's 32, has been cheating on me. How do I confront her? I am destroyed right now. I've been with my girlfriend for 9 months now. I met her at a Starbucks and we just hit it off. She's married, and normally I would never dream of dating a married woman, but she told me she was unhappy in her marriage and was going to leave her husband. I have been very patient, but I feel like I'm not a priority. I know divorce takes a long time, but until she gets her ducks in a row, we can only message on Snapchat unless it's platonic. Still, I have been understanding during the process. Last night, she was about to take a shower before going back to her place, and she left her phone in the bedroom. I saw a message from her friend about a baby, and it was suspicious. I looked through her phone, and she told her friends she and her husband are going to try having a second kid soon. I wanted to puke. I saw her messages with her husband and how affectionate she was. I saw the group chat where she planned her husband's birthday. Meanwhile, she didn't do jack shit for my own fucking birthday.
Oh...
I could believe that maybe she's just trying to not make it obvious and it was nothing. However, I checked her Snapchat and she's fucking cheating on me with two other men. She's been telling those men the same thing she told me, that she's going to leave and marry them. I'm just destroyed. I was looking at wedding rings for when she divorces her husband, but she has been lying this entire time.
Oof.
It's hard for me to fathom this because I just have never been in this mindset. But I'm
like,
if you're dating someone who's married, even if they're like, well, we're going to divorce, we're going to go throw stuff, that person's married. Don't expect a relationship with that person. Like, don't expect it to work out between you and a married person.
Yeah.
Yeah, like how people...
Because if this is what they do when they're married to them, what are they going to do when they're married
to you? Whenever someone starts dating someone, like, whenever you're dating someone out of, like, an affair... I'm like, that's not a...
You're starting on
the wrong
foot.
You're not going to really...
Yeah.
Like, that's not going to happen.
Or like when you start dating someone and they were cheating on... Yeah, like exactly what you just
said. They're going to cheat on you.
And they're
like, they are in a space where they're cheating.
The way they came is the way they'll leave.
Damn.
Whoa.
I've never heard that.
Okay, whoa.
I don't know if I've heard it or I made it up.
If you said that just now, that's pretty crazy.
You made that up just now?
I don't know.
Well, that's fair.
I think I've heard it because people talk about it with Scandoval. Anyway, so that was like Vanderpump. I'm cut off. I'm done.
And yeah. I just think it's like, it's a little, it's sad because he's young, he's 22. But for him, like, she's already a cheater.
Yeah.
And then he finds out that she's, of course, cheating.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just like.
Yeah, there's also this. There's also something so silly about this person. This guy, where he's like, how dare she cheat on me with them? You're only supposed to cheat on him with me.
I know.
Dude, I know. Bro.
I'm also just like amazed at her time ability, like her time management. Sure. I can't even text my friends back during a shoot week.
Look, I've.
Like, how the hell can you do multiple birthday parties?
I can't.
It's a lot of work.
Back. Yeah.
A bunch of comments here. She didn't do jack shit for your birthday because you're just her dirty little secret.
Ooh.
She's not leaving her husband and she's not your girlfriend. She's Ooh. Someone else's wife and she's cheating on him. Sorry you got used like this. Someone said, you're the other man. She was never going to leave her husband for you. You were just some fun on the side.
Damn.
Same with those other two men. She had you all fooled. I'm not sure why you're surprised she's cheated when she has literally been cheating on her husband with you. Someone said, ha, he's the other man. Someone said, sorry, she's taking advantage of you, but you kind of deserve it since you knew she was married. You get a slight pass because she's 32, married and a parent, and you are 22 and apparently kind of dumb about these kind of things. 10 years may not seem like much, and it's not in some cases, but in your case, there is a massive gap in life experience. I'll tell you the same thing I'd say to a young woman in the same position. Learn from this mistake and stick to dating in your own age group for now. Yeah, and also just don't date a married person.
Yeah.
I just feel like that's easy. Sad.
Sad.
I feel bad for that husband. Because I believe her that I believe her that they're trying for a second child. And that
at least he got a birthday party.
He got OP a birthday did party? It. Jesus.
That sucks, man.
I hope the husband finds out.
Yeah.
Before they have a second kid.
It was easier for the boyfriend to find out because of her main text, but how often does the husband go to her Snapchat?
He's going to find out about this someday.
For your kids.
So? She's reckless. She's cheating
she is
with
reckless.
Three guys.
Yeah, she's reckless.
And she's leaving the phone out.
Yeah, she's like, not being careful.
But a lot of cheaters are really arrogant. Like, they're just like, oh, I can do it.
At some point, they get really comfortable.
I'm assuming once you do it a bunch, you just start
lazy.
Being like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever. All right. Final story. This comes from Off My Chest, and it was reposted onto Am I the Devil?
Damn.
Oh, damn, this title.
Uh-oh.
What is it?
Buckle up, guys. We got a ride, apparently. I hate how mean my wife is.
Oh.
Aw.
That's already really sad.
I know. I feel close to my breaking point as I've reached a new low in our relationship. I contracted COVID for the first time. I've spent the last 2 days quarantined in the corner of the house. I'm pretty miserable, and it's made worse by my wife's lack of empathy. She made sure that when she made lunch yesterday for the kids, she didn't make me anything. She has asked how I feel 0 times, offered 0 support, and only made comments in passing about how pissed she'll be if I infect anyone else. I honestly can't fathom how she can hate me so much. At least my daughter asked me how I was feeling.
Uh-oh, how did he get COVID?
The top comment, 7 hours later, from OP's wife.
Ah! Ah! 7 hours?
7 hours later. 7 hours later, the OP's wife posts a comment
Let's
on
ride.
This post.
Let's go.
She says, see, this is why you can't believe everything you read on Reddit. This came across my feed randomly, by the way. Did you tell everyone where/how you got COVID?
I knew it.
We have 2 kids. One was a medically fragile preemie and is not yet a year old. On my husband's 3rd work trip in November, I spent the night in the ER with the baby after frantically looking for childcare for the older kid. I say work trip because it was more of a team bonding trip full of fun activities and trips to restaurants. After that traumatic experience, I said no more work travel until the baby was 2. I was told I'm being sent to New York, which led me to believe it was a mandatory work trip having to do with his promotion. He wanted to fly out the day before Mother's Day, and I had to remind him it was Mother's Day. He ended up flying across the country for this trip Tuesdays to Friday while I stayed home with the kids. I found out this wasn't a mandatory work trip when he was asking if I wanted a souvenir from the Met in the middle of a work day. He caught COVID in New York. So I was a solo parent from Tuesday to Friday, had half a day of help before dealing with a sick husband, and how I'm solo parenting again while trying to keep myself and the kids, including the ex-preemie, healthy. I made lunch for myself and the kids because I am spread thin and at my own breaking point with how exhausted and run down I am. I didn't get a thank you for staying home alone with the kids for his trip until Sunday after bringing up the lack of acknowledgement multiple times. I am sleeping on the couch so he can have the bed in quarantine in our bedroom. I went to a school fundraiser for our daughter Saturday evening before we knew it was COVID, and I received angry texts because I didn't reply immediately to his request for me to stop and get him Sudafed on my way home, which I did by the way. We've done couples therapy in the past. Nothing changes. I was stupid and didn't protect myself financially before becoming a stay-at-home mom and becoming entirely dependent on my husband. I have PTSD from my pregnancy, IVF, hospitalization followed by a premature labor, nearly 3-month NICU stay. This time last year when I had to be hospitalized, our oldest got COVID and we were not allowed to visit the baby for the first 2 weeks of her life. So yeah, COVID is a big deal to me and I'm doing everything I can to keep myself and the kids safe. But I mean, so I guess none of that matters. 5,700 upvotes.
Crazy that she found it.
That happens a lot on Reddit because you don't know who's a Redditor. You don't always know. And it's like, they must just both be on Reddit and she came across it. So in another comment, the wife said, yes, he's aware of my comment and he's like ignoring me now out of shame. This is so sad.
It's so sad.
I mean, it is so sad.
So childish.
So childish. It's just so sad to me how many relationships are out there where I'm like, oh, you guys fucking hate each other.
Oh, like, and then you bring kids into it.
And so it's like, she's basically saying like, I'm stuck with this guy.
Yeah.
Oh.
So sad. And he is not equipped to handle anything.
They're just on both opposite ends of the house scrolling through Reddit.
It's also this system that is hard for couples to fall into where it's like one provides financially and one runs the home. And that's a hard thing to navigate.
Yeah.
Because she can't make money and she's doing all the things to take care of him and he's so inept at taking care of himself, he can't make his own lunch.
Right.
But he's like, in my version of him, he's like, oh, I deserve this trip because I'm making all the money for the home. She just runs the home. No, bitch, she just runs the home. She does everything.
Yeah.
She is raising children. She had the children, physically pushed them out of her body, and it's tolling on her, and she's still running your home? No, yeah. You don't get to go on trip.
No, this guy unfortunately is not equipped to be a dad.
No, not
I
at
can't,
all.
I can't get over midday. Honey, what do you want from the Met? That's so insane.
When you're supposed to be on a work trip, like
she's like,
he's just the Met. I want.
He's a big stupid idiot.
He's a big stupid.
Like, I'm drunk as hell in this museum with my guys from the office.
I'm working really hard.
He sounds like a finance bro.
Yeah. Oof.
The comments. The tea is piping hot today.
Yeah.
Someone else said, assuming this is real, I'm sorry you're dealing with this. I read the post and was like, a sick man saying his partner is being mean and not feeding him. Something is weird here. Wife responded, oh, it's very real. He probably didn't expect his little throwaway post to pop up in my feed. His mistake was using the same phrases he used with me this morning. That I have no empathy, said after I told him to put his mask back on and close the bedroom door as I'm wrangling the two kids out the door to school.
Yes.
And then someone else said, this is some Hall of Fame Reddit shit right here. Wife said, the cherry on top was that he complained to our therapist in 2016 about me venting in a parenting sub because I was bashing him to other people, and even anonymously, that was not okay.
They found each other on Reddit before.
My, how the turntables. Of course, they're Office fans. I just am like, they watch The Office.
Yeah.
That's crazy that they've run to Reddit and caught each other before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's when you know you're not communicating.
I think this guy, he was refusing to put a mask on, but something tells me he's always wearing a fedora.
Ew.
He's just in a room sick with a fedora on, just like, oh, I need a sandwich.
Yeah.
Wife, make me a sandwich.
I know you're at the school assembly, but where the fuck is my Sudafed?
Do you want something from the Met?
Yeah.
God, dude.
That blows.
I also hate that he lied. He said, they established no more work trips. He lied, said it was a work trip, went on another trip.
Yep.
Bro.
And you have a baby that is like a preemie baby. You've gone through 3 months of intensive care.
Yeah.
Like that. You guys have been through some hell in these past year. And then you're just like, I'm going to go have some fun. Like, dude.
And also, it's just so traumatic when someone goes through something like that with the preemie situation.
Yeah, man.
Of course you want him to wear his mask around the house.
Yeah dude.
It's so scary.
Well, the COVID already fucked them before. Yeah. And so it's like, bro, and if you have even without the preemie element, like a newborn baby of a year or less, it's like, yeah, you got to be really careful. You got to be super careful. Even remove all the preemie, like, remove all the extreme situations that they've dealt with. Like, you have a newborn baby in the house. Like, you have a year-old baby. Like, that's a lot of responsibility. This guy should not be a dad.
God, like, that sucks. Because now, even if she wants to leave, she clearly wants to leave.
Oh, she clearly hates him.
And the way that they've established the roles in the family, she takes care of the kids, he takes care of the money. So if she wants to leave, she's probably going to have to take, you can do the equal split thing, but she's going to have to, she probably wants to take care of these kids, and it's still it's half of his responsibility.
Yeah.
And how is she supposed
to? Sucks.
God damn, that sucks.
And what sucks is this happens to
That's
lot
what I'm thinking.
Moms.
I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, well, the problem is she's taking care of three kids because he's a big baby, too. And I mean that, like, sincerely.
No, 100%.
Like, sincere.
100%.
Because I think, and I don't know how things operated truly, but, like, I think a lot of dudes our age, they have this idea of, like, oh, the stay-at-home mom and, like, the traditional household. I'm like, but it's probably not reflective of what it really used to be like. It's this new bastardized misogynistic, I mean,
version.
Yes.
But like, it's this new weird fucked up version. And in this new world where things are so much more complicated in a lot of ways, it doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
Yeah. Things are really fucking weird, especially right now, like with COVID and like, there's so many added elements to the world now that you can't just be like, yeah, you take care of the kids and it's fine. Like taking care of kids nowadays, so much harder than it was. And being a stay-at-home mom back in the 50s usually also meant, like, you had a bunch of other support systems around you.
Yeah.
And these people probably don't.
All she has is Reddit.
Yeah.
And the income gap, like, it's so much harder to support now. You, like, need two jobs.
Yeah.
You need both people in the house to be making money.
Yeah.
It sucks when people are selfish, but then it really sucks when they become adults and they're still super selfish, and then they have kids, and they have jobs, and they're still selfish.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. No, it's wild.
And then a pandemic happens and you're still selfish.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, when selfish people, unfortunately, when things get really bad, that's when their selfishness gets worse.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's truly, I feel so bad for her.
I do too.
Well, this was wild.
Yeah.
Some wild shit.
It was some brutal shit.
Hey, brutal.
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 Thank you both for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Man, these are some devils.
Really? Whew.
Yeah, some rough ones.
My head's still with Aunt Darlene going, have you heard that they're on a flight right now?
Okay, so they're going to skip out on the wedding, but that's because
the brother was going to announce his engagement.
Did you know she's knocked up? And she's going to stand up there.
They're going to let you all know at the reception, but the reception's not going to happen.
No, the reception did happen.
The reception's going to happen. It's just
I'm going and I'm taking all the centerpieces and I'm bringing flowers home to all the girls.
I'm taking the centerpieces.
But I hear there's an open bar.
So I'm still going.
Because I got to get a little wasted.
Even if nobody else goes, it's going to be me there. Right there.
They already paid for it.
Because you know what? It's the end of the month and I got to kiss my husband.
I got this dress already. I'm not going to not wear this.
I got to use it. They got the DJ. They got the open bar.
Hopefully the bartender's cute enough I can hit on him.
Because what I love about weddings is they play Bruno Mars. And I love Bruno Mars. Okay, we have to stop. She's taking over.
She's powerful.
All right. let us know who you thought was the biggest devil.
Yes.
And let us know what other themes and subreddits you'd like to see on this show. And we will see you next Saturday.
Have a good Saturday night.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable Pocket Hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.